What is the New Testament for, and what does that tell us about how we should study it? I own many different kinds of books. I've got a lot of history books, and I love to find out more and more, not only about what happened in the past, but what it was like being there, and the ways in which people thought, what motivated them. I have a good many novels and books of short stories, and though they don't describe things that actually happened, they encourage me to think about why people behave the way they do, not least why they get into the messes they do, and what might be done about it. I even have quite a few books of plays, Shakespeare, of course, but lots of others too. I enjoy the theatre, and if you let your imagination loose, you can read a play at home and see it going on in your mind's eye. It would be quite different, of course, if I knew I was going to be acting in a play. I would be reading it not just to learn my own lines, but to think into the different characters and get a sense of what it would be like being the person I'd be playing and relating to the others. So we could go on with poetry high on my list as well, and biography too. But there are plenty of quite different books which are really important to me. I possess several atlases, partly for when I'm planning travel, but also because I'm fascinated by the way different parts of the world relate to one another. And since my work involves different languages, I've got several dictionaries which I use quite a lot. On another tack, I enjoy golf, even though I'm not much good at it, and I've got quite a few books about the game and how to get better, which I read but don't usually manage to obey. I've got a couple of books on car maintenance, a few books about how to make your garden look better, and first aid books for health emergencies, and so on. Where do we fit the New Testament into all that? For some people, it seems to function at the level of car maintenance or garden tips or even first aid. It's a book to turn to when you need to know about a particular issue or problem. For some, it's like a dictionary, a place where you can look up all the things you're supposed to know and believe about the Christian faith. Or maybe an atlas, helping you to find your way around the world without getting lost. And this is what some people mean when they speak of the Bible being the ultimate authority. And so they study it like you might study a dictionary or an atlas or even a car manual. Now, that's not a bad thing. Perhaps it's better to start there than nowhere at all. But the puzzle is that the New Testament really doesn't look like that kind of book. If we assume, as I do, that the reason we have the New Testament the way it is that this is what God wanted us to have, that this is what, by the strange promptings of the Holy Spirit, God enabled people like Paul and Luke and John and the others to write, then we perhaps should pay more attention to what it might mean that this sort of a book, or rather these sorts of books, because the New Testament contains many quite different books, that this is the one that we've been given. And only when we do that will we really be living under the authority of this book and discovering what that means in practice. Now, when we rub our eyes and think about this further, we discover that the New Testament includes all those other kinds of books as well. History. Short stories which didn't happen, but which open up new worlds. I'm thinking of the parables of Jesus in particular. Biography, poetry, and much besides. And though none of the New Testament is written in the form of a play to be acted on stage, there is a strong sense in which that's precisely what it is. Or rather, it's part of a play.